What's up, guys? Welcome to the College Baseball Recruiting 101 podcast by Keep Playing Baseball. Nothing major on this episode. Just wanted to give a quick shout out to the high school seniors that are signing today and the college coaches who have worked tirelessly and sacrificed a lot to bring in this recruiting class for their programs. Signing day is the culmination of a ton of hard work from a lot of different people. So congrats to the players and their parents and their coaches, and also the college coaches and their support staffs. I remember my time as a college baseball coach, this was one of the main days on the calendar that I was looking forward to, where we could cement in those recruits and make that recruiting class official. For recruits, whether you're signing today or not, remember that signing is just the beginning of the recruiting process and your journey in college baseball. So just because everything is signed, sealed, and delivered doesn't mean that you should work any less hard. In fact, this is a good time for you to turn up the dial and step on the gas and really start focusing not only on your season that's upcoming, but how you can show up to campus ready to compete against guys that are older and more experienced than you, how you can show up to campus in mid-season form, ready to go. So that's something that you should be focusing on in addition to enjoying your senior year and your last opportunity to play with your buddies who you've grown up with. So we're not going to pile on a whole bunch of information in this episode about signing or committing. We did that in episode 20 with Brian Dempsey from Power Baseball and turned to sports and performance. So I suggest you guys check that out if you want more information about committing and the difference between committing and signing. We also have a ton of content on our website, www.keepplayingbaseball.org, that deals with signing periods, the NLI, and commitments. And lastly, if you are a senior that is not signing today, there's no need to panic. You still have 9 months to make something happen. So now would be the time to kind of assess where you are, get honest and objective feedback about where you need to improve. Take the time this off season to work on strengthening those areas. Come up with a good recruiting plan for how you are going to get yourself recruited in the next 9 months and get to work. So again, if you're not signing today, no need to panic. You still have plenty of time. We'll be back with a new episode of the College Baseball Recruiting 101 podcast soon. Until then, take care.